here on BBC Radio Newcastle. I'm Julia Hankin with you throughout the afternoon. Lovely to have you with us. And we've been talking about John Walker and the Walker brothers. And I said it's 42 years ago this month that the Walker brothers first arrived on these shores. And by the end of 1965, they were huge in the UK. They were up there with the Beatles and the Stones in terms of popularity. John Walker is back in the UK with some of the musicians who he's sharing the charts with back in the 60s. The Solid Silver's 60s show kicks off this week on Wednesday, and we catch up with John right now. Good afternoon, John.
Hi, Julia.
Good to have you back in the UK.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, and I guess the weather's probably quite similar to the way it was when you arrived 42 years ago. A bit grey.
Yeah, the funny part about it was it actually is kind of cold. and when we first came over, it was actually snowing when we came over. But at least it's not snowing, so I can't complain about that.
Yeah, you know what to expect this time around, don't you? And you know what to expect with, you know, going on tour with some of the guys on this particular tour, because you first kind of hooked up with the Solid Silver experience, what, 2004-ish. And why did you want to get involved with it again?
Well, because I got to tell you, it's one of the greatest times you can ever have. It's just terrific because we get to go all over the country, and the shows are great, and the audiences are great, and it's a good time, you know. And I'm never going to pass up a good time.
Oh, that sounds very sensible. And the people you're on tour with, I mean, are they folks that you would be touring with back in the 60s when the package tour was quite commonplace? So are these people that you go back a long way with?
Yes, we do. On those early tours, there was always four or five different acts on the bill. And the thing that's kind of cool about the Silver 60s tours is they do the same thing, because now this year it's the Searchers, the Mersey Beats, Wayne Fontana, myself, and the Dakotas. So that's a fairly good bill.
And I've already had comments in from folk all over the place. Anne says hello. Lotha and Ushki, who are in Germany, say hello. And Margaret Waterhouse has her tickets probably for the front row of Harrogate, which you're kicking off the tour with. She's a member of the Yoo-Hoo group, if that means anything to you. And she's really looking forward to seeing you. You must get this a lot then, people who've been following your career for decades now.
Well, yeah, it's actually kind of interesting because on the 2004 tour, you know, after the show, or like in this case, during the interval, I go down, you know, and sort of walk around and meet people and sign autographs and say hello and that sort of thing. And the number of people have come up to me and said, you know, I've waited 40 years to say hello to you, you know, because in the 60s, none of that ever happened. You know, once you finished the show, it was they whisked you away, you know, you snuck out the back door and they... He went to the hotel room, and that was it.
I guess you had to. I mean, we were talking Walker mania back in the 60s.
Yeah, there was this thing called hysteria taking place.
Well, look, I want to talk to you about that and how, you know, a young, impressionable man like yourself dealt with that whole thing back in the 60s. And we're going to play something from the back catalogue, which will probably be getting an airing when you play the City Hall in Newcastle. Before here, if you could just set this up for us, really, because it's such a gorgeous song. And I don't know if you can remember getting into the recording studios and actually putting the whole track down. Let's make it easy on yourself. What are your memories of this?
Well, to start off with, it's probably one of the best tunes ever written. And when Scott and I decided to do it, we sat down with our producer and our arranger, and we went over the song. And it was kind of interesting because neither one of them had really paid much attention to it before either. And so when we actually went in to do it, it was just, you know, it demanded a big orchestra. We got a big orchestra, which was terrific. And it was really a joy to record.
Brothers and Make It Easy on Yourself, BBC Radio Newcastle. And we're talking to John Walker this afternoon, and he's part of the Solid Silver 60 show, which arrives at the City Hall, Newcastle, on Thursday, the 1st of March. Oh, good to hear that song again. And that was the start of something big and beautiful for you in the UK, wasn't it? I mean, by the mid-60s, you were massive.
It certainly was. That was a big surprise for everybody, but that was it was a very pleasant one.
Yeah, and how did you deal with it? I mean, you said that, you know, when you were touring back then, it was a very different kettle of fish to the way it is now, because you had to be whisked off to the hotel and away from all the adoring fans. Was that something that you took to quite easily? You know, because on the face of it, it sounds fantastic. A young bloke being chased about Britain by gorgeous women who want a bit of you. But what was the reality like?
To start off with, it's very flattering. I mean, it really was. And everybody, I mean, let's face it, just as you said, you know, you're a young guy and you've got thousands of women chasing you. Can't be bad. However, after a while, one of the problems that you run into is that you can't really go anywhere and do anything without people sort of all recognizing you and basically not allowing you to do what you set out to do. So it becomes a little bit hectic after a while, and it got very dangerous. A lot of people don't realize some of the things that happened. I personally had a couple of ribs crushed, and I went down a flight of stairs, you know, with sort of tripping over fans or trying to get into a hotel. And, you know, there were some pretty good injuries taking place.
Well, did you have, because in this day and age, you would have, you know, a whole posse of bodyguards to protect you. Did you have anyone to look out for you?
Usually about 20 policemen and several of our people, and that
right.
didn't do any good either.
They still got to you, blimey.
Oh, yeah.
So
well,
what?
You can't stop a couple of thousand girls when they're interested in seeing you.
With that side of it, maybe the sort of unfortunate byproduct of stardom, and also the fact you've got three strong characters, you and Scott and Gary. Gary was on the show just a few months back, actually. He was in here, very interesting. When you've got three very strong characters who want to do your own thing, I mean, it was only a matter of time, wasn't it, before the Walker Brothers imploded?
Well, probably, but I think part of it was, you know, the touring thing, as far as I was concerned, was something that I really, really wanted to do, because I enjoy it. I like getting out there and meeting people and traveling and doing all, I like all of that. It's part of what I enjoy. And Scott wasn't happy about doing that. The touring really sort of got to him in the end, and he just said, I just don't want to be on the road anymore. And there just didn't seem any reason to continue if we're not going to, you know, if we're going to make records, you know, you have hit records, you should perform them. And it seemed to me that wasn't going to happen. So, you know, I guess we had to go our separate ways.
And when you got back together again, as you did for a time in the mid-70s, whose idea was that?
Funny enough, it was mine. Again, I'll never give up, I suppose. I called Scott, and he actually wasn't doing anything at that period of time. He was living in Holland, and he was just like kicking back and not doing a lot of anything. And I think Gary, I'm not quite sure what Gary was up to either, but I was living in California at the time. So I more or less hopped on the plane after I spoke to Scott and said, hey, why don't we have another go? He said, okay. I said, well, see if you can find Gary. And that was the end of that. I came over, he found Gary, and then we got back together and started recording.
And is that it now for the Walker Brothers? Because we did have last year, when we spoke about this, you had that amazing selection of music which was put out there. Every single Walker Brothers track ever recorded was out there. So the time is ripe, really, to do it again, isn't it? Could that ever happen, do you think?
I don't think so, no. I mean, Scott has pretty much settled into, you know, he was, after we finished in the 70s, when we finished the Night Flights album, that was kind of the beginning of a direction Scott wanted to go in, which it was very left field and very experimental. And if you've heard his last album, you know what he's doing. And I don't see that, you know, the Walker Brothers, actually, I think Scott's done with the Walker Brothers, is my opinion.
Are you still in touch with Scott and with Gary?
Well, I don't, I haven't spoken to Scott for years. Gary, you know, he called me about an hour ago. He and I, we always kind of hang out.
Well, that's good to know. And as well as Everything Under the Sun is the album I've mentioned, where for any Walker Brothers fan, that's out there. And you've been hard at work producing new material. Although the title track, certainly, from your new album, that's been around for a while, hasn't it?
The title track has, yes. There's two songs on this album that I wrote quite a long time ago. and actually never really got them done the way they should be done, or the way I would have liked to have them done. So I kind of rewrote bits and pieces and changed a few things and got very busy and recorded them the way I wanted to do them.
It sounds like it was a very kind of friendly, loving kind of process putting this album together. I mean, the way you talk about it, working with your sister Judy and your wife Cynthia worked on the album as well. It's a real family affair.
Oh, yeah. It's, It's kind of, you know, when you actually sit down to come up with an idea for an album and actually see it through, and it's things like I didn't want to have one track on this album that I wouldn't want to hear, or I would be uncomfortable about somebody hearing. So there was a lot of work went into this.
We're going to hear something from it right now. We're going to hear the title track. But for now, thank you very much, John, for your time today, and have fun in Newcastle. It's the 1st of March then. For the City Hall gig in Newcastle, and great talking to you. John Walker on BBC Radio Newcastle, the Solid Silver 60 show, hits the Northeast then on Thursday, 1st of March. If you want to catch John and the Searchers, Wayne Fontana, the Mersey Beats, the Dakotas, they'll all be there. This is something from John's latest solo project. It's the title track from Just For You, John Walker on BBC Radio Newcastle.
Dreams I had for two.